Team Grace Ministries podcast for our fall 2015 online Bible study. I am Reverend Katie Meek, and I am again so excited that you've joined us for week 8 of our fall friendship study. We're calling it Circles of Grace. This week, I am going to be talking about accountability. So last week was social media and some of the pitfalls and the joys of social media. And this week, we're going to be talking a little bit about what it means to be accountable to one another, what it means to be a people who understand, well, really view each other highly and want the best for one another and want our friends to live up to their own goals and to who it is that God created them to be, and to have that kind of relationship where it's like you have mutual support of living into God's vision of who you are. So that's really what I consider accountability to be, is mutual support in living into the vision of who God understands you to be and created you to be. I'm going to say that again because I kind of botched it that time. I think accountability is mutual support in living into the vision of who God created you to be. I'm a big believer that God created us with a vision that we might be whole and like Christ, in that we love well and completely, and we live out of kindness, and we live our lives to the fullest, right? That's Jesus said, I have come that you might have life and have it abundantly. And so that means that we get to live this really beautiful, big life. And I don't know about you, but I want to live into that vision that God has for me. And so part of, you know, the challenge of doing that is surrounding yourself with people who also want to live into that vision and will help you get there. So that's really what I see accountability as being all about. It's about walking together in a shared vision of who God wants us to be. So let me tell you a little bit about what we're going to do here today. I'm just, you know, honestly, I'm going to share some of my own stories about accountability when I feel like it has worked for me, and when I have failed miserably, and when it has failed for me. So really what I'm planning on doing today is sharing with you a few stories of how accountability has shown up in my own life, and, you know, seeing where that goes. So let's get into it. I'm just going to start and own up to the failed accountability that happened to me a couple of weeks ago. I've been planning on and trying to eat a little bit better, like have less sugar and not eat quite so many French fries and pizza, because I know that my body and my soul do much better when I eat well and when I watch out for, you know, not only what I'm eating, but also exercise and do all the things that you're supposed to do, right? So I had this friend who was coming into town. She was in town. She and I used to always, you know, like have pizza together and make bad decisions together when we were in school together. And so we kind of have that sort of relationship. And she has recently made the same kind of commitment to start eating better and, you know, trying to have more vegetables and less French fries and all of that. So we were at the mall, decided to get some lunch, and went over to Chick-fil-A, and we started to order, and the two of us kind of looked at each other, and there was a moment of decision. Okay, so are we gonna stick to the vision of our lives that we have of being healthier human beings, or are we gonna blow it and have some French fries? And, you know, sometimes, honestly, were it not for the fact that the two of us were together and we knew that we have this history of kind of cheating together, we probably wouldn't have gotten the French fries, but we kind of looked at each other and said, let's do the French fries. and, you know, afterward, I thought that was stupid, because the truth is, it's not so much about willpower, and it's not, you know, I don't necessarily feel like we failed, but, you know, I want to be the kind of friend who helps you to live up to who you want to be. and I think I failed in that capacity to not only have that standard for myself, but also to, in many ways, be strong for her as well. And I think probably vice versa too. So I think accountability looks like finding people that have similar life goals and similar desires, and even if they don't, want to support yours, right? And being the kind of person who supports your friend's life goals rather than saying, oh, that's silly, you know, just eat the piece of cake or whatever it is that somebody has a goal toward. Or like, you know, say somebody decides that they want to start training for a marathon. You know, I don't want to be the kind of friend who says, oh, you can't do that, or even the kind of friend who tempts them to not do it. I want to be the kind of friend, even if I'm not doing it, to say, I'm proud of you, and I want you to keep going, because that's awesome. And I think that's a really beautiful and important goal for your life. And so, you know, I kind of felt like I wanted to start out with the failure just so you see. I mean, that's not really that big of a deal. But at the same time, we have this pattern, like me and this friend have this pattern of letting go of our goals when we're together. And that's kind of the opposite of what accountability should be. We want to really uplift one another and help each other, you know, kind of be each other's cheerleaders in faith, in life, in all of the different things, you know. We want to be good influences on one another. All those things kind of go together. And, you know, honestly, I when I think of accountability, I oftentimes think of that hard teacher that I had in school. And the one that I often think of, I think she was my calculus teacher in high school. She was my senior year calculus teacher. Now, I have a sister who's a teacher and my dad who used to be a teacher. And when my sister became a teacher for the first time, my dad told her, this was the advice he told her. He said, you should not smile until Christmas so that all of your students know that you're in charge. Well, I don't think my sister followed that advice because she's a little too sweet. But this teacher certainly did. And I really wish that I remembered her name. But she really, I don't think she did smile till Christmas. I don't think she smiled till spring break. She was hard on us. Not in a way that was mean, but in a way that we knew she had high expectations of us. And so I worked harder. I mean, that's plain and simple. I worked harder in her class because I knew that she had high expectations of me. And for me, that's what accountability looks like. It's this kind of expectation that that the people around you can live into their potential. Because, you know, I've also had the easy teacher who didn't expect anything of me. And you know what? I didn't work that hard for them. And I didn't learn that much because I wasn't very good at the time of keeping myself accountable. So accountability is also having, again, this vision that you are probably even better than you think you are. And you have a life that is waiting for you that is fuller than even you might imagine. And that you're worthy of it. You're worthy of those good things. And you're worthy of good life and adventure and joy and full and holy and good relationships. I mean, God created us for community. We said that 100 times in this study. I think accountability helps us to live into that. It helps us to, you know, come into ourselves and be our fullest selves. And you know, we keep ourselves accountable to do that, but we also rely on other people to do that as well. And truthfully, I've come to the point in my life that I really want to find people who are going to say, yeah, not only do I think that you're wonderful, but I think these goals that are in front of you will make your life better. And so I'm going to champion them. I'm going to support them, you know, and as much as I didn't like the hard teacher back when I was younger, I have found that it's oftentimes the one who really expects things out of you that make a difference in your life. And so be the kind of friend who expects things out of your friends. You know, be the kind of person who expects things out of yourself and recognize that God expects good things from you too. That doesn't mean that when we fail, you know, like we should just bury our heads in shame and never share our failures too. You know, a good friend that is a friend who is good at accountability also listens when you've said, when you can, you know, you can sit down and say, you know what? I totally messed up here. And so it's not to say that you have to be totally perfect. And it's not to say that you should expect your friends to be totally perfect or your mom or mom's your daughter. What it means is that you're a safe space for one another, But you also realize the value in one another and how much life God gives us and calls us to live into. And so you kind of live into both those planes. It's not about judgment. It's about having high expectations of one another and of yourself. And in such a way that allows us to live into this beautiful life and vision that God has given to us. The last thing that I really want to share is that really it's kind of the last accountability that really kind of, honestly, it's the first thing that I think of when I think of someone who keeps me accountable, and that is a woman by the name of Annette. So you guys are in a mother-daughter Bible study together. My mom actually died when I was 4. And so I have, for most of my life, just in the midst of it, found mother figures, or the Lord has brought me some mother figures. And this is one of those people who is an absolute mother figure for me. Her name is Annette. And there's those people that you can't fake it with. I mean, I think that's part of being accountable and finding accountability, is that you find people that you can't really fake it with. So a couple of years ago, I was struggling with something in particular, and I was, you know, truthfully in the wrong now that I look back at it. I was wrong about my perspective, but I think I shared it with 15 different people. I was outraged about something. I was frustrated. And I was complaining, and I just shared it with a whole bunch of people about a situation in my life. And then I was talking with Annette about it. And I shared it the same way that I had shared it 15 other times and felt completely justified in what I felt. And then when I shared it with her, it was like when it came out of my mouth, I wanted to bring it back in. I wanted to say, oh, never mind. I know what you're going to say. Because she was, you know, she is a mirror to me in many ways. And so when I said it to her, I knew immediately what her answer was going to be. And that was that she disagreed with me. And she didn't say it judgmentally, and she didn't make me feel bad about myself. She certainly didn't shame me at all. She just said it matter-of-factly that this is what I understand to be true. And the truth is, she was right. She was right. And so I think it's really important to cultivate the kind of relationships where you can go to them and you can speak your situation and you can speak your frustrations and you can speak your life, but you also have the expectation that they will offer a mirror to you and help you to see yourself. And sometimes in really, really good light, and sometimes in light that says, okay, maybe I need to rethink what I'm thinking, or maybe I need to rethink what I'm doing, or maybe, you know, or it just gives you a layer of wisdom that you hadn't thought of before. Because the truth is, we need each other. I mean, that's just the truth of life. We need each other. And I can't think of all the angles, and I don't have all the wisdom that God ever gave to anyone, you know? So I need other people to offer me those kinds of perspectives. And so I want to close out with a quote that Catherine Bird actually shares in your chapter this week, but I just really love it. It's a quote from Lisa Whittle. And she says this, the older I get, the less judgmental I feel, and the more committed I am to telling the truth. Don't let anyone tell you they are the same. Judgment says, I know better than you. Truth telling says, I love you enough to share with you what I know. The heart behind it is what makes the difference. And so I think that we speak truth in love to one another. And it should always be grounded in a foundation of love and care. It should never be something that we think, oh, well, I know better than you. It's really more that we join one another in a journey to follow after the vision of life that God has for each of us. And it is life beautiful, and it is life adventurous, and it is life abundant. And the truth is, if we don't have other people surrounding us with that same kind of vision, it's really hard to live into it because we need the support. God created us for community. And so my prayer is that you rely on the support around you, and that you would be the kind of person who also gives support, that you help people live into their own vision of themselves and God's vision of them, rather than being a stumbling block to one another. But instead that you choose to be the kind of person who steps into life in community, and is willing to hear truth and speak truth, never in judgment, but only in love. I'm just really grateful that you guys have been a part of the study, and I will just say God bless you to end. So I'll say it one more time. God bless you. Many, many, many.